As many of you may probably remember, taco is might be what comes to mind first. And if you still call me taco, that is absolutely 100% okay. Some of the teachers at the school were like, do we call, like, Mr. White, Mr. Taco? You can call me about anything, it'll be all right. So we'll keep going. But it is, and just to say how thankful I am for the opportunity to be back, being able to stand here at this point and to speak to you all, as members that I remember whenever I was the Rotary Student of the Month back in high school. So it's been, you know, since 2004, seeing the same faces and seeing the same people, knowing that the community that we have here is something that's not matched anywhere else that I've ever seen. We had the opportunity to teach and be assistant principal athletic director in the school I was at in Tennessee. I had a really good experience there. I got to learn a whole lot. And they have a great community. They have, you know, that give, but it's just not the same as what you have when you have an area like this. You have generations of people that are invested in not just the success of this project or that project, but the community as a whole. And I think that's what this really speaks to as I get to stand here today with you all. The opportunity to be the principal coming in, it's a role that I take extremely seriously because I know that I'm the one that kids are going to be looking up to as they progress throughout their years at Thayer. And I want to instill in them that passion that I have for education, the passion that I have for learning, but the passion that I have about being good people. To me, that's the most important thing that a child could learn and a skill that they develop as they go through. Yes, we want them to know math. Yes, we want them to know language. We want them to know all that. But we want to create good human beings at the end of the day. And sitting in this room with you all, you get to look around and see good human beings. And I think that speaks to what we are here. So my role really is to do that. You know, I want to come in and be able to support our teachers. And through that, them support our students and just see success to continue that continues to grow. You know, when you look at the data and stuff coming in, Thayer is one of the best schools in the state of Missouri. We were talking about some scores and stuff that have come back just recently, and the success rate that we're seeing in our students, I don't know that you see that anywhere else in the country, much less if you're talking about state of Missouri. Yes, it's fantastic, but I'm in the country. Looking at some of their scores and individual rates, our district that I came from would have fell off their chair to see that much success. But then again, that goes back to the passion and the people that we have. And that's what I want to be, you know, a part of and support every way that I can. And that's through multiple aspects. That's through being, you know, the lead learner in the building, but also being that person, like we were talking about, Mr. Bill Garrison, who was the superintendent when I was in school, out laying floor by himself, digging ditches by himself. There's that act of service that comes with that. And as a member of the community, that's to be the lead, to be the first in service in everything that we do. That's really what I'm striving to do here at Thayer and as part of the community. Again, it's exciting to be back. I don't know that I can really put it in words of how cool that is. I'm excited that my wife's here with me and my children are going to be able to grow up in that same community and have that just knowing everyone, you know, from when we lived out on the circle with the Russell Edition, I remember riding my bike past Mr. Friend's house all the time, you know, like that's just cool to me to have that lifelong of connection. And hopefully through my children, my wife, we'll get to, you know, be a part of that and experience that again. But for the kids at our school, for them to be part of that and for them to want to continue to be here and bring things in with them. And that's, you know, the people we have are really great people, and we want to keep those people as close as we can. You know, we appreciate it when they can go out in the world, but it's really nice to have them living beside you as a next door neighbor. So that's just kind of a little bit about me, kind of the vision that I have, you know, to create those lifelong learners, to create those really good human beings that contribute back to who we are. So that's just kind of my who I am and what I hope to do, and I'm excited to take this journey with everyone. So, I appreciate you guys taking the time to have us today. Again, it's really cool to be able to step back on this side of it again as being a kid and getting to see it and now getting to be a contributor on that side of it. So I really appreciate it. So if you guys have any questions, anything, always feel free to ask. The door's always open. As a school, you can't do anything without your community. So keeping you guys close and in arm is something that we always hope to do. You know, we want to cultivate that as we go. So really appreciate you guys.
What was your major in college?
I have my bachelor's is in business. I have a master's in education and then a specialist in educational leadership. So.
And you were in Tennessee?
I was in Tennessee for 17 years. It was supposed to be a summer job that I took that turned into working for a company for 10 years. my cousin's uncle had a recycling business out there, and he had always just went around and picked up stuff and brought it in. He said, I want to open a person-to-person retail side of it. He said, at the time I was working at Dairy Queen, he's like, you've got the skills to talk to people. He's like, can you come down and help me get that set up? We did. Spent 10 years doing it. Finally got God got me redirected back with Stephanie. I come home from work one day. We were sitting on the porch. It was a beautiful evening. And she looked at me and she said, you know what you're supposed to be doing with your life, right? And I said, I do, actually. She's like, okay, so let's make it happen. And she opened up her laptop and pulled out an application to get back in to get my master's, finish my master's in education and do all that. So really, as I stand here, I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for her sitting back there. It's God's honest truth on there, because I don't know that I would have ever had that confidence to step out and start that again. So I really appreciate that. But yeah, so I was able to get back in it, and it's what I love to do. It's what I'm called to do. I really believe that. So I'm excited about it. So. Thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.
What's been your biggest surprise so far?
Biggest surprise so far.
Tough one.
That is a tough one. I think probably one of my favorite things was it three or four nights ago? All the deer that were in the backyard. So we've had a doe that's had twins. She was in the backyard, and they were like from me to you out the door. So my kids are like, we're all at the window, like looking. That I was probably way more excited than they were, but we've really enjoyed that. I mean, just the community, the house, and it's been really cool. It's been tough. You know, you have a lot of good friends that we've made. We really miss Stephanie's family too. They were like my own family. Maybe one of these days we can get her mom to move down here with us. And so I'm working on that. I'm praying for that. If y'all pray for that too. But Cheryl, her mother is, and I tell everybody, she's next to Mother Teresa. I really mean that. She's one of the sweetest, kindest people I've ever seen on the face of the earth. So if we could ever get her down there. So that's probably been the hardest part of coming back is really missing Cheryl. On that. So and the kids miss Gaga. So that's tough. And I know Steph misses mom.
So how many children?
We have three. I have a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and an 8-month-old. So Toby, he's the oldest. And then Nora is our middle girl. And she is everything that you would expect in a middle girl. She is a firecracker, and she's princess, and she thinks everything should be her way. And Theo is just happy to be here. <He's> just, my siblings didn't kill me today. It's been a great day. You look in there and they're all wrestling and they're all on top of you. You're like, guys, you can't climb on your brother. But it's a full heart, and we have a lot of fun with them. Pops and JoJo just come over to babysit them today. And they were just pumped that they were going to have them. Toby was like, it's the greatest day because you guys can leave and we're going to have fun. You guys go. But it's really exciting, you know, just to be able to have my kids part of that, you know, the school system and the community here again. It's something that we're really looking forward to. On that. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.